I heard a quote or an interview with someone recently, and it might have been Richard Branson. In fact, I think it was Richard Branson, the Virgin Records, Virgin Airlines guy, billionaire. One of the things he said was when he defined what he was going to do in life, you know, throughout his business career, when everyone else said don't, that was usually when he thought it was time to do. And I think about what I described with my own experience starting First Independence. So many people said, don't do this. It's a problem. You won't make it. And yet I did it anyway. They didn't see what I saw. And that was Richard Branson's message. You know, you gotta see things that other people don't. Bill Gates, you talked about. He had a vision for something no one else saw. Back when he started talking about a PC on everyone's desk and everyone's home, the there were no PCs. I mean, their computers in would take up a room the size of the studio.
Right.
And yet today he has changed the world. The other thing about Bill Gates is so fascinating. Richest man in the world, 15 years running. He didn't do what he did for money. If you ever watch interviews or read quotes from him, it was never about money. It's still not about money with him. The guy's just passionate about what he does. And that's where the greatest rewards come from. And, you know, think about the people you know, Winston, that are the happiest people. Usually, they're the ones that are the givers, the servant people, the servant leaders, the people that just love to give. Mm-hmm. They get a joy out of giving something to people.
Right.
They're the happiest people in the world. And then you show me someone who's all about, what do I get? What's in it for me? And I'll show you someone that's generally an unhappy person.